The Metropolitan Police are considering legal action against Millwall Football Club over the pitched battle that followed the club's defeat in Division 1 playoffs last night. The police have demanded an urgent meeting with both the club and the Football League after 47 officers were injured in what police condemned as totally unacceptable violence. For more than an hour, a crowd of several hundred threw fireworks, bricks, lumps of concrete at police lines. Our Home Affairs reporter Simon Israel has this report.
This is the cost of football, one police officer remarked today. The casualty list from 1 hour and 10 minutes mayhem in the shadows of Millwall Football Club is long. One-fifth of the 250 officers on duty were injured. Many of their horses suffered lacerations. The mob was 500 to 600 strong. Police say most were Millwall fans who'd just left the ground and were primed for action in revenge for a last-minute defeat. But the Birmingham fans were still locked in the ground, so the police lines became the acceptable target.
Scotland Yard is outraged by what has happened. To have 47 officers injured as a result of that level of street violence emerging from a football match is unprecedented in recent years. I have an officer who has a broken leg, one with a broken arm, one with a broken foot, one with severe facial injuries.
It wasn't just the human cost, though. Today, the other consequences of the rampage were all too visible. Much of it was cleared away this morning, but not from the minds of those who witnessed the events from their bedroom windows.
We were shouting in the wall, we were shooting the wall and stuff like that. We've been singing that song, No One Likes Us, because we're in the wall, all that.
Much of the ammunition for last night's riot came from this children's playground. Bricks ripped from the wall, paving stones ripped out of the ground. And then there were these, homemade firecrackers thrown at the police. This perhaps is evidence of some sort of planning. In fact, police are convinced it was orchestrated. Everyone entering the ground for the match was searched, so the flares and the homemade firecrackers, they believe, were stockpiled in vehicles outside the ground. But the club disputes just how far it should be held responsible.
I don't believe that what happened out there is a Millwall Football Club problem. I don't believe that it's a football problem. I do believe that it's a problem that afflicts us as a society at the moment.
No one doubts this First Division club has made an enormous effort to rid itself of its unenviable reputation. This season alone, some 50 or so fans have been prosecuted and subsequently banned for violent behaviour. But the problem is, there appears to be a bottomless pit of hooligans attracted to Millwall FC.